الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب الحس على حضور الجماعة في الصبح والعشاء. The chapter on the encouragement to perform the Fajr and Isha Salahs in Jama'ah, in congregation. Every Salah, as we did from the previous chapter, every Salah, every Farz Salah with congregation, with Jama'ah, is very, very important. However, here we find that two Salahs specifically are mentioned, because extra emphasis is given as far as these two salahs are concerned. It doesn't mean that the other salahs are not important, as we explained, that every salah with jama'ah is very, very important. And it should be part and parcel of a person's life, that his salah, he performs it with jama'ah, as we did before. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even in his final illness, what we know is maradul maut, and a person's sickness that leads to his death, final illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the final days, that he was conscious and unconscious, conscious and unconscious. And when he would get conscious, then he would ask for wudu and make wudu. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a few occasions, was assisted and taken to the masjid to perform salah. But he didn't miss his salah with jama'ah, where he could make it and it was possible. Assisted and taken. So therefore, Salah with Jama'ah is something that is very, very important. So when we hear a chapter like this, the chapter on the encouragement to perform Fajr and Isha Salah in Jama'ah, what it means that extra emphasis is given, and the explanation will come why extra emphasis is given as far as these two Salahs are concerned. An Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Man salla al-Isha'a fi jama'atin, faka'annama qama nisfa al-layli. وَمَنْ صَلَّ الصُّبْحَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا صَلَّ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ رواه مسلم. وفي رواية الترمذي عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من شهد العشاء في جماعة كان له قيام نصف ليلة ومن صلى العشاء والفجر في جماعة كان له كقيام ليلة قال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, one who performs the Isha Salah in congregation, it is as though he has spent half the night in ibadat, half the night in worship. And the one who performs Fajr Salah in congregation, it is as though he has spent the entire night in worship. So in other words, he has performed Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, he has performed the Isha Salah before that with Jama'ah, he is getting the reward as though he spent the entire night in worship. This is the love, the shafqat, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are commanded that we need to perform it. So there is no need for Allah ta'ala to repay us so handsomely. And there is no need for him to repay us at all. We are his servants. A servant does whatever his master tells him to do. He eats whatever his master gives him to eat. He wears whatever his master gives him to wear. Even though we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kindness of Allah ta'ala is that we are performing our Isha Salah with Jama'ah, Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. Allah ta'ala is giving us the reward as though we spend the whole night in ibadah. So this is not a small thing, this is a very big thing. How can a person ever lose out? It doesn't matter whether it's cold, whether it's hot, whether Fajr is early, whether Fajr is late. All that doesn't matter. I must be able to get the reward of serving my Allah the whole night. How fortunate that I can be. How fortunate it can be that by just performing Isha Salah and Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, it doesn't mean if a person got a habit, firstly, of reading, of performing his Tahajjud Salat and doing other ibadat at night, he must leave that out. No. This is just showing us the reward. So on one side, it's telling us the reward that he gets. And whatever a person does after this, by in terms of ibadat, etc., that now is additional reward, and that also a person shouldn't leave out. And when his eyes close, then all these things now he'll see as his investments. What this hadith is explaining to us is that the reward of performing the Isha and Fajr is so much, Allah Ta'ala is giving it to him as though he has spent the whole night in ibadat. The narration of Tirmidhi Sharif has it, that Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who performs the Isha Salah in Jama'ah, in congregation, receives the reward of spending half the night in worship, and one who performs the Isha Salah and Fajr Salah in congregation receive the reward of spending the entire night in worship. So the difference between the two ahadith is, the first hadith is telling us that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, One who performs the Isha Salah in Jama'ah, it is as though he has spent half the night in worship, and one who performs the Fajr Salah in congregation, it is as though he has spent the entire night in worship. So here the second hadith makes it clear, it tells us that what it is. That in other words, it's not just that the person performing the Fajr Salah gets the entire night in worship, it makes it more clearer that Isha is as though he's got half the night. Fajr is as though he's got the other half. So the two together give the whole night reward, as though he spent the whole night in worship. If a person just read the first hadith, it would have seen that the one who performs the Fajr Salah in Jama'ah, it is as though he has spent the entire night in worship. So the second hadith Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought to make it clear to us, it is not such that a person just reads the Fajr Salah and it is as though he has got the Fajr and the Isha Salah. The second hadith makes it much clearer. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, making all the Salah with Jama'ah part of our lives, taking extra precaution as far as the Isha Salah and the Fajr Salah is concerned. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, and ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.